This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 7th. Well, I just want to update everybody on yesterday's big surge towards the end. That was a short covering rally, folks. And what that means is the low quality stocks did better than the quality stocks. Today, we're going to get a lot of follow through, and we do expect the creme la creme to rise. So this rally yesterday has been very confusing to a lot of folks. And I do want you to know that a short covering rally is important. It's how sell-offs end. And the market has been very weak since Thanksgiving. You may remember the Friday after Thanksgiving was a pretty nasty day. And there was a lot of selling when no one was around. But it did knock the markets down dramatically. And then there was some follow-through. Small cap were weak. International stocks were weak. But now it's time for what we call the creme la creme to resume the leadership of the market, and I think you'll see that today. So, also, if you have any weak stocks that you were thinking of selling and they're at a loss, I would certainly encourage you to do that today. Today will be a good day to do some tax loss harvesting if you need to book some losses to offset your gains this year. Because, you know, we all owe pretty heavy estimated taxes mid-January. So, that's the good news. The other good news is what the market was worried about post-Thanksgiving was obviously the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus. What happened is on the Sunday talk shows, the World Health Organization and Dr. Fauci both came out and basically said this variant isn't that dangerous, okay? In other words, it probably won't kill you. And so that basically alleviated that fear. The other fear has been of Fed tapering and tightening and all that stuff. But the irony is the 10-year Treasury bond yield remains remarkably low. This morning, it's well below 1.5%. Yesterday, it was below 1.4%. And, you know, if the Fed's going to jerk interest rates around, then why were interest rates falling on bond yields? That's the bottom line. And the force behind the lower Treasury bond yields appears to be the buying pressure from international investors. You know, the dollar's been very, very strong since late June. So if you're an international investor, not only can you get a positive interest rate in America, which you can't get in some other countries have negative rates on their government bonds, but you can get the currency appreciation. And there's no doubt the U.S. economy is growing faster than other economies. A good example is Europe. You know, they're shutting down over the Omicron variant. You know, Germany canceled all its Christmas festivals and things like that. And obviously that'll hurt their economy, okay? And in fact, we just got news out of Germany that unfortunately some of their factory orders aren't as good as they had been previous months. So it's just time to enjoy the holidays, folks. It's also time to let the creme la creme rise back to the top. So today's going to be a very good buying window for a lot of our stocks, which did lag the overall market yesterday, but they should reassert themselves today. And so I feel good. Now, when you have these big reversals in the market, sometimes they like to retest recent lows. I'm not sure that's going to happen now because of all the short covering yesterday. But clearly, whatever Wall Street was worried about, namely the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus and the Fed, they shouldn't worry about. Now, the next big events that are going to jerk the market around will be the CPI report on Friday. And then finally, next week, we'll have a retail sales report in November. I do expect extremely strong retail sales. So hang in there. Don't let the market gyrations bother you. A lot of people are amazed by these gyrations. I do want to remind everybody, Wall Street today is controlled by algorithms dominated by Citadel. The machines have replaced the people. The machines are very sensitive to order flow. And so as money pulses in and out of the market, so do stock prices. And it's most unfortunate that there was a major sell-off the Friday after Thanksgiving when no one was around. And normally I dismiss those things, but there was a lot of follow through. And now we are having a nice rebound. But if we can rally on what I call the light volume we're having now, can you imagine how much we're going to rally in January when we get some real volume? You know, January is going to be characterized by new pension funding, money flowing in the market. So a lot of positive things should happen. So that's it, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But hang in there. Today, I think you're going to find it's going to be a very, very good day for us as the creme la creme rise to the top. I do want to remind everybody the analyst community remains very positive on our stocks. So we are going to have outstanding fourth quarter earnings announced in January and early February. And I'm going to count on those stocks to drop kick and drive those earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So that's it, everybody. Take care. Louis Navalier.